I don't get to sit in my life by many guys that are record breakers. Okay? I mean, now your pop set a lot of records.
Yes, sir.
For wrong forecast. No, I'm just messing.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Talk to me, Davis Howe. You're getting ready to go to UTC. I want to congratulate you on the career you've had and the way you've represented yourself. And you set national records.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me about it.
Well, I mean, you know, I broke my hand late in the season. And that's when I was about, you know, 10, 12 catches away. And then actually the record got bumped up to 30 catches away, which was after I broke my hand. So I kind of found out all that information right after. And then, you know, I had to play through it. Beat a couple of good teams, got to the state championship, and that's when I broke it.
When you started out and just went to, you know, this little private school in West Knoxville,
yeah.
I mean, who would have thought that you guys would have just exploded, and all you guys together there in that class just brought this thing to another level.
Mm-hmm.
How special is that to you to be a part of that, to have been a part of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's very special, and I mean, it started when, I mean, me and all my friends, we played together in our class, played football growing up together, you know, and so now that we're in high school, it's finally our opportunity. We took advantage of that and, you know, won state 2 years in a row.
Your dad's one of my favorite people in life.
Yeah. That a lot, too.
He's a really good guy. I mean, Todd Howe. You can't beat Todd Howe.
No.
We're visiting today with Davis Howe. Do people ask you, do they ask you for the forecast? You get that a lot?
Yeah, they do. They ask me, what's the weather? I tell them to go outside and look up, and that's what the weather will be.
What is the, what's the forecast for you at UTC? How do you see yourself there?
You know, I see myself kind of doing the same thing I did at CAK, you know, playing slot receiver, making the hard catches. I mean, I know they've got a lot of great players, great receivers down there, so I'm just excited to see what it holds for me.
All the stuff that you did in high school, you have a chip on your shoulder to prove yourself the next level? Is that important to you?
Yes, sir. I think I do, just because, you know, recruiting really didn't go for me how it did for other people.
Right.
It made me a little frustrated because, you know, I thought I deserved something, you know, like a D1 scholarship.
Right.
UTC gave me the opportunity, and I was, you know, I'm very happy and very excited about that. And so, yes, sir, I got a chip on my shoulder. I'm ready to play some football.
Well, you know, I appreciate your honesty, because the bottom line is there are many paths to continuing a football career, right? We've seen this. We were just talking before about in the Super Bowl, a guy ran a kickback for a touchdown to play at a Little Lane College, you know, in West Tennessee.
Yeah.
There's dream big dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes being overlooked can be a real motivator for people.
Yeah.
Are you letting it drive you?
It is. It is driving me. It's kind of gotten under my skin a little bit.
Good,
so
good
just,
for you.
I mean, that'll be my main focus, and then once I get to UTC, I'll just be proving myself even more to them. Yeah, I'm just excited to get to play 4 more years of football.
Harvey, is there such a thing in football as, I mean, these guys love this clock, right? They're all in love with the...
Yeah.
But there's... Jerry Rice wasn't a fast clock guy, but he was functionally on a football field.
Right, Jerry Rice ran like a 4.6 or 4.7.
He did whatever 40, he needed to do, though.
Which is way faster than Davis, by the way.
Oh, shut up.
But...
And he needed whatever... But he did whatever you needed to do.
Well, he caught the football, and he could run a route, and he had a little bit of intelligence about him. And that, I want to ask you, Davis, because you're a smart football player, but what do you think you do best as a wide receiver?
Probably going over the middle. You know, nobody really would go right behind the linebackers, right, you know, right in front of the linebackers is even worse. But, you know, just making the hard catches. And, you know, when you have to make them third down, fourth down, when you catches have to be made, that's what I kind of like doing that. So that's what I would probably say.
And they're showing your highlight film right now. I don't know how many people saw that one-handed catch you had at Anderson County.
One-handed.
That was probably the most ridiculous catch I've
ever seen. One-handed. White lightning.
Do you enjoy,
one-handed.
What do you enjoy most about playing wide receiver, though? You said what do you think you're best at, but what do you enjoy about it?
I think it's just the freedom that, you know, you have a certain route that you have to run, but you can pretty much run it however you want to. However, will get you the most open and the most opportunities to, you know, to catch the ball and have an opportunity to make a play with the ball. I mean, in our offense, it's even better playing receiver because you get the ball, you know, 10 times a game, and that's almost unheard of in high school.
On your way out here, just question for you, just thinking about guys an opportunity to prove themselves. Charlie High, your running mate, who we're going to visit with next hour, is another guy that kind of, you know, slid through the cracks in the whole process. A guy like that is another guy that's going to have a real opportunity to prove himself. Your thoughts on him and how this whole thing went for him?
Yeah, I mean, he's a great player. Me and him were in the same boat for a little bit. But, you know, he decided to walk on at UT. I think that's a great decision for him. I think he'll do really good. I think that, yeah, people get in their mind that they have to have this mold of a quarterback, you know, your 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", quarterback that, you know, could throw a bomb. But, I mean, Charlie's a great player, kind of a lot like Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, that type of player. I think he'll do really good at UT.
Davis, I want to thank you again for joining us today on the program and just messing with you off the top there about your pop. I really do love your pop.
Yeah.
He is good people, and congratulations to you, man.
All right, thank
appreciate you coming down here
thank
today.
You. Thanks, guys.
Davis Howell, one more time. I don't get to sit near guys that hold records.
Nobody in the history of football has more high school receptions than him ever.
I don't get
not
to
Jerry
sit
Rice.
Near. I don't get
not
to sit
AJ
near
Green.
Guys.
Not Julio Jones.
Yeah, I don't get to sit
it's
near
him.
Guys.
We're sitting next to the guy.
I don't get to sit near guys that hold records.
ever in the history of the game.
We are never, ever, ever getting back together. You're staying away from girls, aren't you?
And you're cuddled up next to him.
You have a girlfriend?
Yes, sir.
No, stay away from girls, man. What's the matter with you people?
As we're
live today at Mulligan's, more on the... Is she pretty?
She's pretty.
While you're
okay,
sitting there cuddling up
make
next to
count,
him,
brother. As we come back on the other side...
Here's the catch. Watch this, Tony.
As we come back with more, live today at Mulligan's.
Oh, that's last year.
After this.